There are a few key points we're trying to hit this year. The first one, as always, is to make sure you have a family plan. Your local government has a plan for their part of the response. The state updates its emergency operations plans every year, and your family should do the same. You need to know, especially to start, what is the level of risk for your area, for your family, and for your home, especially if you're at risk for flooding. And that doesn't just mean that you're in the 100-year floodplain. If you're close to moving water or a body of water or a place where heavy runoff from a really heavy rainfall would hit, then you could be in a flood area. If that's the case, you need to be prepared to evacuate if the flooding is forecast. And as we've seen in the last several years, the possibility of extended power outages is always there. We've got a lot of trees in Virginia. Those trees go over in the wind, and that takes the lines down with them. As we saw recently with the derecho, sometimes the situation can be such that the period that the power's out is even longer than it normally would be. Luckily, with most hurricane events, you can see them coming, and the power companies and the comtails do a good job of getting their folks lined up, arranging for assistance from out of state. But that still doesn't negate the need for every family to be ready to deal with their situation. So make that plan. Make sure every member of the family knows what you're going to do. Establish a point of contact outside of the area. We found in some recent storms that even though you can't make a local call, especially with a cell phone, sometimes a long-distance call will go through. And if you make a text message, even if it doesn't go out initially, they'll queue up. And then as you get sporadic implementation of the system, then those text messages will go out and others will come in. So that's something important to remember. Part of that plan should be a way, in addition to the things we've always talked about, 72 hours of food and water, making sure you have prescription drugs on hand if you can't get out to a pharmacy. In addition, it's important to be able to recharge your cell phones. You can do that in a vehicle if you have a vehicle charger. Or you can get battery packs that will recharge that phone, some of them for several days. So that's something that we kind of encourage folks to think about at least and to do if they think it's appropriate. Beyond that, just be ready for that major power outage. Be very careful after a storm. You know, we can't get ambulances and fire trucks in when there are trees blocking the road. So be super careful about doing things that could cause injury. Chainsaws always come to mind. It's a very dangerous activity, especially if you're not trained. And if you don't have to do that, it's best to wait until at least things have opened up a little bit and help can get to you if they need to. A lot of things to consider. If you go to our website, go to readyvirginia.gov. There's a template for that plan. You can just kind of fill in the blanks, and it gives you some really good tips about things you need to consider and think about. Two last things. One is pets. We've also found, especially starting with Katrina, that an awful lot of people won't evacuate when they should because they don't know what they're going to do with their pets, and they just won't leave them. So make sure when you make that plan that you take the pets into consideration, that you have travel crates and that they could stay in if you go to friends or family or if you end up in a shelter. The third and last thing that I really want to emphasize is flood insurance. There's a 30-day waiting period to purchase flood insurance. The rates are really good. It's a subsidized program, so the rates are much lower than you would normally pay for a like amount of insurance. And that covers rising water, which your regular homeowners will not cover. But you need to get that now. You can't do it after the storm is on its way up the mountain chain or up the coast.